the way we wrap up Crunch Time on a Thursday is we all kind of huddle together. We hope for the best, and we lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, and we hit you with a lightning round.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's the Thursday lightning round. We got the NHL Stanley Cup going down, and now we know the NBA playoffs are coming round. It's the lightning round. Wow.
Welcome, everybody, to the lightning round. We begin with the Boston Red Sox, who are off to a bad start. Not even just a slow one, straight up bad. Their lowest ERA of their starting pitching so far is David Price with an even 6. Oof. Rick Porcello and Eduardo Rodriguez are both over 12. Eovaldi and Chris Sale are at 9. The bullpen hasn't been that much better, but they've been good enough to drop the team ERA to 6.35, fourth worst in all of baseball. This is not a good sign 2 weeks into the season, and it's especially bad for Chris Sale. Having a 9 ERA is really bad. It's a lot worse when you're the ace of a staff, and it gets a lot worse when Sale's 3 starts in and they've been against the Mariners, A's, and Blue Jays. Sale's a high strikeout pitcher, and he hasn't struck out more than 4, which is something he did only 3 times all of last year. He hasn't pitched into the 7th yet. His velocity has been down as well. All bad signs early in the season that something is wrong, and probably the most obvious sign that something is actually wrong is that he went from the windup with a runner on 3rd, allowing Lourdes Gurriel to steal home. This slow start for Boston, specifically Chris Sale, is a big, little, or no deal.
First of all, you know how we talk about a pitcher's whip.
Yes.
So you know 1-3 is 1-5 is terrible.
Yes.
You see what Porcello's is?
Is it 2?
3.1. He's got 7 walks in 7 innings, and he's given up 16 hits. Oh, he's no. 3 pitchers bad. This, what was it, big, little?
Big, little, no deal.
I'm not going to say no, because this is brutal. But
a schmedium deal?
A little deal. It's a schmedium deal.
All right. At the other end of the scale, and solidifying that we are, in fact, in the darkest timeline, the best team in baseball, the Seattle Mariners, they are now 13-2, 3.5 games up on the Houston Astros. They're leading all of baseball in hits, home runs, batting average, and OPS. They have homered in every game so far this season, all 15 of them, breaking the longest streak for consecutive games with a home run to start a season. Their pitching has even been just okay. They're above league average in ERA, FIP, WHIP, and none of this makes sense. The Mariners had given up. They traded away all of their highest paid and best players to get prospects to rebuild their farm system. They were supposed to be bad, and here they are building up hopes for their fans that I'm sure they'll make the playoffs for the 5th time just ever, and the 1st in 18 seasons. It's gonna happen, Mariner fans. Keep believing. The Mariners' hot start is a big little or no deal.
First of all, when it's Domingo Santana in a walk year and he's a free agent, just traditionally he comes across, he starts to rake.
Contract year. Those guys get better.
Yeah.
Everybody plays better in a contract.
He does. He happens to be a free agent after this year. Oh, no, he's only arbitration eligible.
Oh,
so
gosh.
He can go ka-ching, baby. It's too early, but I am going to not disavow it completely. I'm going to call it a little deal.
All right. The Tampa Bay Lightning, who we were just talking about, were the best team in hockey this year. They won a record-tying 62 games. They were unbeaten when holding a 3-0 lead. They only lost 9 games at home, 3 of them to teams in the Eastern Conference. They'd swept the season series against the Columbus Blue Jackets, and Lightning fans had to have been thinking that when they took a 3-0 lead into the end of the first period, Game 1 was going to go their way. But the fighting John Tortorella's did not quit. 4 unanswered goals from CBJ led to a Game 1 win, taking away home ice advantage from Tampa, and suddenly the President's Trophy curse is flexing its muscle over South Florida. The Tampa Bay Lightning losing Game 1 to Columbus and blowing a 3-0 lead in the first period is a big little or no deal.
Tortorella's nuts, by the way. He's fun nuts.
Did you hear his the intermission speech with all the bleeps in it?
No blanking steps back. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to go there.
Oh, that's please don't.
So, hey, you only got 4 more. You only get 4 losses in a series. They lost at home. Columbus is I would call them an annoying team because they got, you know, 5-27 goal scorers or something like that, and one real big gun. And they won on the road. I got to tell you, that's a big deal.
All right. The other playoffs that will be kicking off soon are the NBA playoffs. The West seeding was finally decided, and actually the East had zero teams under 500 in the playoffs.
Congratulations.
Congrats to the Pistons. They were exactly 500. The NBA playoffs are also known for being very, very top-heavy. Going back to 2015, the only, quote, upsets have been 5 seeds taking down 4 seeds, which has happened 5 times, and 1 6-seed that moved on. That was last year when the Pelicans beat the Blazers. The 4-5 matchups this year are Boston, Indy in the East, Houston, Utah in the West, and I've also been saying that Denver is absolutely going to lose in the first round because it's the Nuggets, and they're taking on San Antonio. There will be over or under 1.5 lower seeds, the 5, 6, 7, or 8 that move on to the second round.
Oh, so you're telling me we're going to have a second upset, technically, by the numbers.
Yeah, you could also take the under.
I don't trust the Philly Nets series. I kind of trust Boston. I don't know about Toronto, Portland, Houston. I'm going to go over. Wow. I'm going to look for two mood changers.
Interesting. We've got our own streak going on the show, and that's bringing up Chris Davis. So here's our contractually obligated mention that Chris Davis is 0-49 going back to last season, and he hasn't started or come off the bench in the last 2 games. He did start today, however. He went 0-3 with a walk and a run scored. He's now 0-52 to start the season. This is getting very close to reaching sad, moving on from just funny. The other end of the scale, Whit Merrifield extended his hitting streak to 31 games last night against the Mariners by bunting. The Royals were down 1 in the 7th. Merrifield dropped the safety squeeze with Terrence Gore on 3rd that tied the game, but broke the Royals' record for their longest franchise hitting streak. Baseball people are known to frown upon bunting when it's not pitchers doing it, especially when there's a no-hitter. But is it okay to bunt to extend a hit streak? Also, the hit streak ended today when Merrifield went 0-6. So Whit Merrifield bunting to extend his hit streak is blank.
If it's a 5 or a 6 run game, it's horse poop. But it was a big bunt. I get he could play the card. I was thinking of my team when we know really it was nudge, nudge,
that's
wink,
the
wink.
Hit streak. Yeah, yeah.
So how about this? It was well timed.